Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Please support my work for $1 or more. Need your support to continue producing more content independently. Check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Phase Beginning. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. Stuart was like any other 8-year-old boy. He enjoyed soccer and went to see Manchester United play every Saturday. He also played with action men and got into fights with other boys his age. But what he didn't tell people was that every night he would go to bed dreaming that in the morning he would wake up as a girl. Every time he was in town with his mother, he would stare at the pretty dresses in the clothes shops as he went by. He tried to act coolly in front of his mother, but all he wanted to do was run into that shop and put on a dress. The day before his 9th birthday, he was watching a daytime talk show. It had on children who wanted to be the other sex. He saw this boy on it. Well, I say it was a boy, but he had on a beautiful purple knee-length dress with a lace collar, knee-high socks, and a gorgeous pair of leather Mary Janes. He had long brown hair with a hairband in it and a diamond necklace. "I told Mummy when I was 6 that I was a girl," he told the presenter. "She was really understanding and bought me everything I wanted. I was really sad when I was younger, but now I'm the happiest girl in the world." Stuart couldn't stop himself from being jealous of this beautiful young girl. He started daydreaming he was her and talking to the presenter. He didn't wake up until his mother said it was tea time. He ate his tea and ran straight upstairs and into his bedroom to cry. He didn't even have a sister that he could share clothes with. He went downstairs again at 9 o'clock.
"You've been upstairs a long time," his fader said. "We thought you were never going to come down."
"I've just been thinking, that's all," Stuart replied. "Have some supper and then go to bed. I'm sure you will be up early tomorrow to open your presents." He went to bed and cried himself to sleep. Why couldn't he tell his parents about his feelings? It was so unfair. "Stuart, wake up. Happy birthday, dear. It's nearly 10 o'clock. Come on, get up. You have a long day ahead of you," his mother said. "I've left you some underwear to put on and then put on your dressing gown. I'll meet you downstairs in 10 minutes. Stuart sleepily got out of bed, took off his pajamas, and put on the most comfortable pair of pants he had ever put on. He looked down at them and saw they had white frills around them and a little pink bow on the front. He couldn't believe it. He thought there must have been some kind of mistake. He looked in all his drawers, but all his pants had gone. In fact, all his clothes had gone. All there was in his room was the pair of panties he had on and a Barbie pink silk dressing gown.